Yes, next guest is an old teammate of mine. He's an absolute legend of rugby league. He's in charge of the Cook Islands. They've got the test match on Saturday out there at Campbelltown. Great to welcome Tony Iroh to the program. G'day, Roy.
G'day, mate. How are you? I thought we would have made the list of the great sporting duos and the back row at the Roosters, mate. did all the tackling. And I tried to do the running.
Yeah. Refused to play the ball. Tony Iroh. Fantastic. Hey, mate, how's it going in the build-up to this test match? Of course, it's a big game against Samoa, and it's also a preparation for you guys for the Rugby League World Cup at the end of the year.
Yeah, well, to be fair, Jimmy, it's a bonus this week. We never expected the Pacific Test this month. So to get the boys together, you know, before what's a real big occasion at the end of the year is a real bonus. And we've managed to introduce a few new faces to the team. We've got some old faces. So, no, really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great challenge against a Samoan team that's looking pretty strong, actually. Yeah. So we're looking forward to it.
No, and fantastic. We've actually heard Michael Maguire commenting around the challenges with the New Zealand side and because of COVID as well. What about for someone like the Cook Islands, Tone? Can you give us an understanding about just how challenging it's been and how you've tried to get around that and stay in contact with those guys?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, our last game was in 2019 in Florida, in Jacksonville, where we had to play the United States in a qualifier. We managed to get that job done. But in that time, you know, we've only got 7 returning out of that squad of 18 that went over to the US. So I think we don't have a great player base. When I say great, we don't have a large player base anyway.
Yep.
So... you know, we've got a few senior boys, senior pros out as well, which has made it a little bit more difficult. But, you know, we've put together a side that is really promising. You know, we've pulled them from all over the place. We've got Tinovel Arona, who hasn't played for the Cook Islands since 2013.
Wow.
He's obviously been stuck over there for 4 years, so he was very happy to come back. We've got players out of the Q Cup, New South Wales Cup, the NRL, obviously, but we've also got some kids out in New Zealand and also some kids playing A-grade over in Australia. So, yeah, it's a mixed bag, but, mate, they're really excited. Cook Island camp's always a great week, as I'm sure it is for the other Pacific nations, and, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, fantastic. You've given us an understanding of the pointy end of rugby league for the Cook Islands. Give us a better understanding of rugby league in the Cook Islands and for those young and aspiring players that want to reach a Rugby League World Cup with the Cook Islands?
Yeah, well, you know, it is a small place. There's only 12,000 population.
Yeah.
Rugby League is the number one sport in the Cook Islands. The senior men's competition actually is at a decent level. There's lots of Fijians, lots of Tongans who play in it. But obviously, most of the young kids who want a pathway either find themselves in New Zealand or now in Australia. So there are some good kids coming through the system. But like I say, we've got to try and find them and harness them. And the other thing is try and convince them to play for the Cook Islands. Obviously, you know, as a dependency of New Zealand, the boys can go both ways. So. You know, we've got a couple of boys in the New Zealand team. So it's always a challenge in terms of, getting the squad together that we want. But, you know, no different to all the other teams. Like I said, player base a little bit smaller, but no less passionate.
Yeah. And you've been coach for a significant amount of time now, Tone. And, of course, you played 25 test matches for New Zealand. Do you... regret the opportunity didn't come for you to play for the Cook Islands and show that connection to culture, which I'm sure is really nurtured during the course of a campaign like this?
Yeah, well, to be fair, I did have the opportunity, and that's probably my biggest regret is that I didn't take it. So
yeah,
I retired in 1999, and in 2000, the World Cup, I had the then Cook Island coach Stan Martin sort of pleading with me to play that next year, and I turned it down. And you know, to my regret, right now. It's something that I wish I'd done. And and to be fair, I could have played for the Cook Islands 2 or 3 years before that. But just didn't quite understand. Now you always get a little bit wiser when you get older, or some of us do anyway. I should have put my hand up. But for me, this is the way of me sort of reconnecting and sort of helping rugby league and the Cook Islands by, offering my services here. And so hopefully, that sort of scratches the niche that I had, but hopefully I can do a decent job that encourages other young Cook Island men to pull the green jumper on.
Yeah, well said, mate. Hey, we talked earlier about Rafael Nadal, and famously he had Uncle Tony as the coach. Your Uncle Tony, you're the coach of your nephews, Kyle and Andre, Kevin's two sons. How are they going?
They're good. KL is, he's at Newtown.
Yeah.
So he's in the sort of the Cronulla system, playing really well, actually. I think he's statistically one of the top centres in the New South Wales Cup. So he's going really good. Andre, he's a bit of a late developer. He's a middle as opposed to KL, who's a centre. So, yeah. But Andre, he's got a lot of his father's characteristics. He's probably tougher, to be fair. He plays in the middle, but he's got some promise. He's a big middle. He's aggressive, decent feet. So I'm really looking forward to it if he gets the opportunity this weekend.
Hey, you're also well placed, Tone, to comment with your work with the Warriors in development over in New Zealand, and we know the sacrifices that the NRL side has made over the last 3 years. And, of course, in a couple of weeks' time, they're going back there, which is going to be a great celebration. What's been the impact on rugby league and again, those pathways for those players who are looking to join elite level like a Warriors team?
Yeah, no, it's been massive in New Zealand. So we haven't had any, we haven't had any sides, obviously, in any of the Australian domestic competitions. That's usually been a really important pathway for us. So basically for the last 2.5 years, the boys haven't just missed out on that. They've also missed out on some of the elite footy that they usually would play in New Zealand. So national secondary schools have been cancelled. Age group championships have been cancelled. So we've actually lost a lot of young men to Australia in that time. For good reason.
Yep.
They're looking for a career and an opportunity. For us, though, no. Next year the club is being reintroduced to SG Ball under-19s in the New South Wales Cup, and we've also got a reserve grade. So that's my current role at the club, is rebuilding our development pathways. And so we start with two teams in 2023, and then in 2024 we're introducing Harold Matthews at under-17. So although we've been hit hard, we're working hard to try and get those three squads up and running over the next 24 months. We've got 90 boys in training, and hopefully we can give them something or a reason to stay, and hopefully start pushing future Warriors into the NRL, which obviously has been lacking the last couple of years.
Yeah, so no shortage of talent, but just the opportunity for that talent, Tone.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there is a lot of talent here. I think, rugby union is obviously still the major code in New Zealand, and a lot of our boys still switch between the two codes.
Yep.
And that's just the way it is. Rugby union is the dominant code in the high schools. So it's almost like we split seasons. We have them, our younger boys in the league from February to May, and then from May to sort of September, they go and do their rugby thing. So it is a different pathway, but it does open opportunities, in both codes for those elite kids. So, like I said, we just have to make sure that that pathway in league is open for them too, if that's the code they decide they want to go down.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Tone, great to check in, mate. We really wish you all the very best for this Saturday. We're covering it on 1170 SEN. We're excited about that. Cook Islands up against Samoa. Thanks very much for your time this afternoon, mate.
Nah, appreciate it, mate. Have a good day.